This episode has been brought to you by Project Ikute Torah, where we are here to help you learn, live, and love Torah Or and Likutei Torah. To learn more about us, visit projectlikuteitorah.org.
Likutei Torah, Parshas Tzav, page 13a. Sheshes yomim teichal matzois uvayoyim hashvi atzeres l'Hashem Elokecha. For 6 days you should eat matzos, and on the seventh day it should be an atzeres for Hashem. V'tzorech lohavin oimro yizborach sheshes yomim teichal matzois. We need to understand, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu here command us to eat matzos for 6 days? V'haloi li'ilminei omar, doesn't it say beforehand in the Torah, shivas yomin toichal olav matzos, that you should eat matzos for 7 days? Acho inyan, but the matter is, dekan here ein hakavone lahazir alas horas achilas matzo. Here, the subject is not to warn us to eat matzah, ela al shabayoyim hashvi atzeres. Rather, here the point is that by eating matzos for 6 days, on the seventh day there will be an atzeres. Ach ma shehikdim sheishes yomin toichal matzos, mashmois hakosav hu, de al yedei ze sheshes yomen teuchel matzois, al yedei ze yeh achakach uvayim hashvi atzeres. And the point of the pasuk here is that through eating matzois for 6 days, thereafter one is able to have an atzeres on the seventh day. Ulahavin, so that itself we need to understand. Mau inyan hashaychas da achilas matzah sheishes yomim, lihiyois al yedei ze uvayom hashvi atzeres. What is the connection between eating matzah for 6 days, which through that we will be able to have an atzeres on the seventh day? Ve'oid, furthermore, Hine inyan uvayom hashvi atzeres l'Hashem Elokecha. What's the idea of having an atzeres for Hashem on the seventh day? Hainu lefi, it is because shebishvi shel Pesach hoya hanes dekriyas yamsuf. It was because on shvi shel Pesach there was the miracle of the splitting of the sea. V'hine now, Pesach Mitzrayim hoya chimutzei noyheg rak yoim echad. In the original Pesach, in the Exodus from Mitzrayim, in fact, the Gemara tells us that the prohibition of chametz, of eating chametz, was only for 1 day. Ve'im kein, therefore it comes out, Harezochu l'kriyas yamsuf shaloi al yedei achilas matzah kol sheishes hayomim. It comes out, therefore, that they merited the miracle of the splitting of the sea not through eating matzah for the previous 6 days. Umadua l'doyres ne'amar shivas yomim techol olav matzahs. So why, for all generations, does it say that we should eat matzos for the 7 days? V'gam d'davka al yedei sheshes yomim teuchel matzos, and specifically through eating matzos for 6 days, al yedei zehu sheyuchlu lovoi liyos uvayim hashvi atzeres. Thereafter, one comes to celebrate the atzeres on the seventh day. Seemingly, that was not the case by the first Mitzrayim, so why is it the case in subsequent Pesachim? V'gam lehavin, and also need to understand, ma de bishvi shel Pesach ne'amar atzeres l'Hashem Elokecha. By the seventh day of Pesach, the Torah says it's an atzeres for Hashem. Uver Shmini Atzeres, whereas in contrast, on Shmini Atzeres, at the end of Sukkos, Ne'emar it says, Atzeres Tiyalochem, it should be an Atzeres for you. Why the difference between Shviya Shel Pesach, where it's an Atzeres for Hashem, and Shmini Atzeres, where it's an Atzeres for you? Gam lehavin, also we need to understand mashakos of that which is written by Yefu es abotse kasher hoitziu mimitzrayim uges matzos kiloi chometz, ki gerushu mimitzrayim v'lo yochlu lehisma mea. It's written that they baked the dough which they took out of Mitzrayim into matzos, because it couldn't become chometz, because they were ran out of Egypt and they couldn't delay. De mashma shezeu nisinas tam lemash ofu matzos v'loi chometz. It appears that this is the reason why they baked matzos and not chometz. Lefi shegorshu mimitzrayim, because they were driven out of Mitzrayim v'loi hispik lahachmetz, and they didn't have time for the dough to rise. V'zeh tamua, that is also not understood. Because the Gemara, says that there was a prohibition for them to eat chometz at least on the first day of Pesach. And if that is the case, the reason why they baked matzos and didn't allow the dough to rise was because there was a prohibition to eat chometz. Ve'im kein, and therefore, eich hoyu yucholim lafes chometz ad shetzorech nitzinas tam ki gorshu. How could they possibly bake chometz? Because there was a prohibition to eat chometz. And yet, the Torah says that the reason they did bake matzos was because there was no time for the dough to rise because they were driven out. Surely the reason they didn't bake chometz was because there was a prohibition to. Gam lahavin mashakosa behagoda. Also, we need to understand that which is written in the Haggadah. Matzah zu she'anu oichlim al shumma. Why do we eat the matzah? This is the question which we ask by the Haggadah. Al shum shele hisbeg v'tzeve shalaveseinu lahachmetz. Because the dough of our forefathers did not rise, ad shenigla aleihem melech malchei hamlochem hakadosh baruch hu v'galam, until there was a revelation of the King of Kings and he redeemed them. V'harei belav hachinami kvar nitztavu al matzus umereirim yechluhu. So the question is obvious. Surely the reason we eat matzah is because previously the Bnei Yisrael were commanded to eat matzah and morah. So why does it say that the reason we eat matzah was because the dough didn't have time to rise? Ve'oid, furthermore, dezeh shenigla aleihem melech malchei hamlochim hoya achar chatzos laila. That there was a revelation of the King of Kings happened after midnight. Vitzivui al matzos umerorim yechluhu, and the command to eat matzah and morer, hainu koidem chatzos laila, was a command, a mitzvah, to eat before midnight. Shaha Pesach eino nechol elo ad chatzos, because the korban Pesach could only be eaten until midnight. V'chein matzah zu she'anu oichlim, and also the matzah which we eat nowadays, hu gam kein koidem chatzos davka, we also need to eat the matzah before midnight. Ve'im kein eich hu al shum chulu shenigla chulu, and therefore, why do we say in the Haggadah that the reason we eat the matzah is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to us? Surely that revelation was after chatzos, after midnight, and we are eating the matzah before midnight because the Yidden were commanded to eat matzah. Ve'ho'inyin hu, but the matter is as follows. Dehine gabei bo'erev toichlu matzos, k'siv Matzos Choser Vav. In the command of Hashem to eat matzos on the night of Pesach, it says, on the night, you should eat matzos. The word matzos is spelled Mem Tzadik Sof. It's missing a Vav. Vegabi Vayoifu Ugois Matzos Ksiv Matzos Mole Bevav. However, when it says that they baked matzos because they didn't have time for the dough to rise, there the word matzos is written mole, meaning with a vav. In other words, there are two types of matzos. There's matzos without a vav, and there's matzos with a vav. V'hainu ki havav zehu ha-hamshocha shenigla aleihem melech malchei hamlochim. The additional vav, this shows the drawing down of the revelation of the King of Kings, which was the revelation after Chatzos, after midnight. V'im kein hoyebeis b'chinas matzah. Therefore, it comes out that there are in fact two different types of matzah. Ha aleph, the first type of matzah, masha kosav be'erev toichlu matzos, is the matzos which were before chatzos, shehi matzah dekoidem chatzos, vehi matzos chosarvav. The first type of matzah is the matzah that they were commanded to eat with the Korban Pesach, and that was matzos spelt without a vav. It was missing a vav. V'habeis, the second type of matzah, mashakosa vayofu matzos, that they baked matzos, v'hu ha-matzah sha'acha chatzos. That is the matzah of after midnight. V'hu mole bevav, and that is written with a vav. Tehainu acha shenigla lehem. Because that was matzos that were baked after Hashem revealed himself to them. Ve'al kein omer b'hagodah, and therefore the Haggadah says, matzah zu she'anu oichlim al shuma, why are we eating this matzah? Al shum shele hispik b'tzerkes shel aviseinu lahachmitz, ad she'nigla aleh melech malchei hamlochim. Shehu inyan matzos mole bevav, shehoya achar chatzos davka. Daha matzah zu she'anu oichlim hu gam kein mibechina zu, v'hainu midichsiv sheishes yomin techo matzos bevav. Shemizeh mukach de matzah zu she'anu oichlim hi gam kein mibechinas umadrege zu. V'lochein al yidei ze yum shech liyis uvayim hashvi atzeres. Chulu. Since it says in the Haggadah, this matzah, why are we eating it? Al shum shenigla alei melech malchem alchem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a reference to the matzah of after Chatzos. In other words, what we're actually saying is that although we are now eating this matzah before Chatzos, nevertheless, this matzah, even though in the Torah, in the command of Ba'erev Toichlu Matzos, the word matzos was written without a vav, because it was before Chatzos, it was before midnight, and there was missing the revelation of Melech Malchei Hamlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevertheless, nowadays, even the matzos which we are eating before Chatzos, in other words, the matzah which we're eating by the Seder, has the additional ingredient of the additional vav, which is the revelation of Melech Malchei Hamlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, it has the added dimension of the matzah of after Chatzos, and specifically through eating matzah, such matzah, which has that additional revelation of Melech Malchei Hamlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for 6 days, It's therefore possible to come to the Atzeres of Hashem Elokecha on the seventh day. In other words, we're answering the question at the beginning of the Maimah with this difference between the Matzah with a Vav and without a Vav. Our original question was, it says, Sheishes Yomen Telcha Matzos, 6 days you should eat Matzah, and on the seventh day it should be an Atzeres for Hashem Elokecha. So our original question was, that surely there's a command to eat Matzah for 7 days? So the answer is, because there are two different types of Matzah. There's the Matzah which they were commanded to eat before Chatzos, but Erev Teichlu Matzos, which is without a Vav, and there's the Matzah of after Chatzos, which is with a Vav, which was eaten after there was a Gilui, a revelation of Melech Malchei Hamlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what we're saying here is that nowadays, when we eat matzah on the night of Pesach, it has that additional dimension of the Gilui of Melech Malchei Hamlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, matzah is with a Vav. And through eating Sheishes Yomin Teuchel Matzahs, through eating such matzahs for 6 days, it's therefore possible to come to the Atzeres Hashem Lashem Elokecha on the seventh day. Now, to understand that, we need to give an introduction. Base. Ulahavin kol zeh. And to understand this, Sorich lahagdim inyan masha kosov, ki loy ala lechem levada yichi ha'odom chulu. We need to understand that which is written in the Pasuk, that it is not only on the bread itself that a person lives. Rather, the Pasuk carries on, Ki al kol moitze pi Hashem yichye ha'odom. Rather, on what comes out of the mouth of Hashem, that is how the person lives. Dibezem turetz hakushya. The Torah here is answering a question. Eich yesh bekoyach ha-maichol lehachyes es ha-odom. How is it possible that food has the capability of giving life to a human being? Haloi ha-lechem hu bechines tzemeach. Bread is from wheat, which is a vegetation. It grows. It's on the level of tzoymeach. V'ha'odom hu b'chines medaber. As we know, there are four levels. There's doimim, there's the inanimate, there's tzoymeach, there's the vegetable kingdom, chai, the animal kingdom, and medaber in the human beings. So the human being is on the top of the pyramid. So how is it possible that tzoymeach, which is lower down, vegetation, which is lower down, should give life to the medaber, to the highest form of life? V'im kein eich yehatzemech bechines mechaye lahamedaber shalamayle memenu harbe. How is it possible that a tzemech should give life to a medaber, to a human being, who is on a much higher level? Elo, and that's what the pasuk is coming to answer. Ki loy al halechem levadoi mitzad atzmos halechem yichye ha'odom. It's not because of the bread per se that the person is living. Elo al kol moitze pi Hashem shemelubash mamish behalachem. Rather, there is the word of God, which is clothed inside the bread, and it is that word of God that gives life to the human being. Dehainu mimaymer tadshei haoretz desha. We know that the world was created with 10 utterances, and one of the utterances was Tad She Ha'aretz Desha, that the world should bring forth vegetation. Ukamo Shekasa B'Likutei Torah Parshas Ekev, Ki Oisei Dvar Hashem Nichnas Ba'Oisei Hamozein, V'Hu Zon Umachaya Es Ha'odom. The Arizal writes that very word of Hashem enters into the food, and it is that element of the food that gives life to man. Ach tzarech lehavin. However, that itself requires understanding. Dehaloi gam ba'odam lubish devar Hashem mimayim enase odam. Because surely, when man was created, he was also created by the word of Hashem. As it says, na'ase odam, let us make man. Ve'im kein, and if that's the case, lama yikabel chayas mehalechem shem lubish boi mimayim etadshe. If that's the case, just as man is created with a ma'amar, one of the utterances, so he should be sustained through that utterance. Why is he sustained from bread in which is there is enclosed the ma'amar tadshe? Acho inyinu, but the matter is, al piha mavur bekame mekemes, as explained in many places. De bechinas doimen semeh chai, because the three levels of the inanimate, the vegetable, and the animal, shorshon hu me bechinas oilam hatoyhu, shekodam le bechinas oilam hatikun. As we know in Seder Hishtalshalus, in the chain order of creation, there is various levels and worlds. First, it says that Hashem created the chaotic world of Tohu, and thereafter, Hashem created the structured world of Tikkun. Now, Domen, Tzemeach, and Chai, they are in fact rooted in the world of Tohu, whereas the human being is rooted in the world of Tikkun. Ela shenishtalshalu beribui hamadreges, but the levels of Domen, Tzemeach, and Chai fell down from the world of Tohu in the chain order of creation many levels, validei shviras hakelim, and through the breakage of the kelim, of the vessels in the world of Tohu, ad sheyordu lemata mata, they fell very low, v'nishava mehem devarim gashmim, so much so that they were created material and physical entities. V'ha'odam shorshoi me'olam ha'tikun. In contrast, the human being is rooted in the world of tikun. V'ikar bechinas olam ha'tikun hu bechinas chochma da'atzilus. And the principle of the world of tikun is chochma of atzilus. The reason for this is because the main difference between the world of Tohu and Tikkun is that in the world of Tikkun, everything lives with inclusion, whereas in Tohu, everything was exclusive. What brings the inclusivity of the world of Tikkun? That is Bittul, and that is represented by Chochma of Atzilus. V'nikra, and it's called Hamshochas Moichin, the drawing down of Moichin of brains. Ki b'chochma is biriru, because the birur, the refinement of the world, is specifically with the level of Chochma. V'ha'odam sheyesh boi nefesh hasichlis, and a human being who has an intellectual soul, shoyrisht hishtal shalusa hu gam kein bebechinas chochma. The root of that is also from chochma. Ushviras hakelim shahoya ba'olam ha'tohu, whereas in contrast, the breakage of the vessels in the world of tohu, hu bebechinas zayin midos. We know that shviras hakelim in the world of tohu was in the seven midos of the world of Tohu. Omnam heim bechinas hamidos shalamayla mehachochma da'atzilus. But when we're talking about the midos in Tohu, they are in fact midos which are on a higher level than chochma da'atzilus. V'nikru beheim rabba, and they're called scripturally the great behema, the great animal. The ayin be'etz chayim, see in etz chayim, shahadas the toyu nofal b'shvidas hakelim, that in fact not only did the midos of toyu fall in shvidas hakelim, but also das of toyu fell. V'gam sheba zayin tachtoinim hayu kolol gam kein koyach hamoichin sheba midos, and in the midos there was also enveloped part of the moichin in the midos. V'lochein hanevesha bahamish sheba adam shenilkecha miklibes neigem shvidas hakelim, he gam kein maskelus umaseges, which is the reason why the nefesh of Bahamas in a person is taken from Klipas Noiga, which is from Shvidas Hakelim, also has an element of intellect. And because there was no inclusion in Toihu, Nishbaru v'noflu, the vessels broke and fell. V'nimtzehein lemata meha'odom, and therefore it comes out that those midos of Toihu fell lower than the human being. V'lochein, and therefore, tzrichem lehizbarer alidei ha'odom davka, and therefore they require elevation and refining, specifically through a human being. Ki b'chochma is beriru kanal, because the instrument of refining is chochma, which is bittul, and that is implanted in the world of tikkun, which is the world of the human being. Ach la'acher shemisbarerim, however, once the sparks of toihu have been refined, Haim mechaya es ha'odom, they have the capability of giving life to the human being. Mitzar shorshom, because of their shoresh, of their root, shehu lemaila meha'odom, which is in fact higher than the human being. In other words, although it's within the capability of the human being to do the refining, because the human being is sourced in the world of tikkun, which is dominated by the capability of Chochma, which does the refining. Nevertheless, after the Birur, and after the elevation of the Midah, the power that is released is able to give Koyach and Chayas to the human being. So we now understand why the human being relies on their life from the bread. V'zehu ki al kol moitzi pi Hashem yichya Adam. It's not the bread itself that gives the person life, but it's the moitzah pi Hashem. It is that which goes forth from the mouth of Hashem that gives the person the life. Dehine pirush moitzah pi Hashem. What does it mean, moitzah pi Hashem? Hu hamokir v'shoresh. That is the reference to the source and the root. Shemisham nimshechu liyos gilui hamamores mipi Hashem, from which there emanated the revelation of the utterances from the mouth of Hashem. Ubibachinus mekoiron v'sharshon, and from that source and root, hari halechem nilkach mibachinus elyona yosa kanal. The bread is taken, and that bread, which is ultimately stems from the midos of Toihu, is in fact a higher source than man from Tikkun, and hence, when it's elevated, can give him Chayas, and hence, man lives off that Moitzah Pi Hashem. V'zehu hatam sha'amayim enas odom hu ha'achrin shabas basorama moreis. So we now understand why the utterance, let us make man, is the last of the 10 utterances. Shahamamores tadshe v'toitze ha'oretz, because the utterances of let there be brought forth vegetation, kulam heim koidmim l'mayim anaysa adam, all of them preceded the utterance of Let Us Make Man, v'hainu mitam anal, and the reason is, as we have explained, lihiyos shesharshon ba'olam hatohu, shekodem le'olam hatikun shesham sheresh adam. Because the root of the utterances of Tad Sheha Oretz, love, the world bringing forth vegetation, precedes in level the source of man, because they stem from the world of Toyu, whereas man stems from the world of Tikkun. V'lochein Amar Rav Nachman, so we now understand a Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara says about Rav Nachman, V'hai delay amaris lach ba'urata, delay achli bisra de tura. The reason he didn't understand something one day, he said, because he had not eaten ox meat. What does that mean? So one could understand it simply that he was just hungry and he couldn't think straight. So Chassidus explains it here much deeper. Shenimsa muvim mizeh, that we can understand from this. Shahamaychol moisiv chayes gamkein bekoach hachochma v'haseichol shel ha'adam. It's not just that food strengthens a person so they can think straight, but in fact, in the very food itself, there is the moitzah pi Hashem, there is chayas eloki, godly life, which stems from a higher source than the person themselves, and therefore they can give strength to the seichel of a person. V'chein Amar Razal, we find the same concept that Chazal say, She'ein ha'tinuk yedea likres abba, a baby does not know how to say the word tati, ad she'yitim tam dogon, until it tastes grain. V'hainu mitam anal, and the reason is, as we've explained, because the root of food is in the world of Tohu, shehu lamayla mehachochma de tikkun, which is higher than the chochma of the world of tikkun. Al kein yesh behem akoyach v'hayecheles l'chazek u'lehoisiv gam koyach hachochma shel ha'odom. Therefore, food has the power and capability to strengthen and add the power of cognition of a human being. Ukmeichain, and so too, in the Yuvan Ba'avodas Hashem, just as it is in the physical, so too can we understand in a person's service of Hashem. Shezeu inyan birurim derapach nitzutzin de toyu, which the avoda of a person is the refining of the 288 sparks of the world of Tohu, Shemeluboshim bidvarim hagashmim, which are clothed in the material world, Shemisbararim v'oilim lemaila, which are refined and are elevated, bebechinas hatikun, through tikun, shodesh nefesh o'alikis, which is the source of the godly soul, v'haynu alidei avedas Hashem bikrishmo tvila, and that is through the avoda of a person in their reading of the Shema and davening, shebechines koyach v'chayes shenitoisiv boy al yidei achila l'shem shemayim, because when a person gets additional energy which comes through eating for the sake of heaven, hu nichlal be'echod v'yohavta, that koyach is enveloped in the person's saying of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and V'yohavta es Hashem Elokecha, u'moisiv koyach ha'hisboinonus, and it adds in the power of their meditation, v'hispailus, and their excitement, ha'av al Hashem, of love for Hashem. Li'yos ha'hisboinonus v'hadas v'av v'yiru b'toike v'hiskashrus yoser mi'koyach nefesh olikis atzma. Because the meditation and knowledge, love and awe of God is so much more strengthened, and their connection with Hashem is so much more strengthened through the power of the food which they eat, much more than the nefesh alikis, the godly soul, has within itself. Dehainu mitama now. And the reason is, as above stated, liyos shemelubash behen bechinas ripach nitzutzin detoyu, because in the food is clothed the 288 sparks of toyhu, shelamayla mebechinas atikun, which are rooted higher than the world of tikun. Alkein, therefore, biyecholtam, they have the capability lehoisif ilui, to bring advantage, gam lebechinas chachma umidas shebenefesh olekis, to the wisdom and midos of the nefesh olekis. Uchanoida meinyan v'hachayas noises, ukemeshkos bepashas Yisrei aposach zochres yemashabs lekachay, bikrishma tfila ve'esek ha-toyru mitzvahs. So when a person says Shema and davens, learns Torah mitzvahs, that is consuming the tremendous additional energy which is brought through food, and that releases the midos of toyu, which give additional strength to the nefesh alikis. Gimel. V'alpi hakdama hanal, and through this introduction, Yuvan gamkein beinyan mitzvahs achilas matzah b'chag ha-Pesach. Now we will understand the mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach. D'mevuah b'zoyer v'yetzei kufnun zayin amid beis, because the Zohar says, d'chemoshe b'haskolas gashmias, just like when it comes to physical understanding, ein hatzinig yedea u'maskel klum, a baby doesn't understand anything ad shatoyim lechem, until it's eaten bread, ukemuvur atam lemaila, as we've explained. Kach betzeis Yisroim mitzroyim, similarly, when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, lo yodu lahaskil gedulas Hashem, they were incapable of intellectually appreciating the greatness of Hashem, ad sha'ochlu matzah, until they ate matzah. Because, in addition to the physical bread, matzah represents bread which goes out of the supernal world. Because, in this matzah, was the moitza pi Hashem, the source of Hashem's words, which came into this bread, and it was through that that the person lived. V'hanefesh alikis, the godly soul, was given life, leida, to know, ulahakir, and to recognize, es mi she'amar v'hoyah ha'olam, to recognize Hashem, the one who said, and the world came into the being. Just like regular bread gives the intellect the capability of being able to grasp something, so too is there drawn in the eating of matzah on Pesach, chayas, energy, ledas hanefesh olikis, for the das, for the knowledge of the godly soul. V'ho'inyin, so the matter is as follows. Ki ha-chometz hu b'chines ha-gbor v'his nasus. Chometz represents elevation and arrogance. She'teifeach v'oila u'magbia es atzma. Because chometz rises and it's blown up. Mash'enkin matzah she'en bo shum ha-gbor. Whereas in contrast, matzah is flat. Ukmeichen ba'avodas Hashem, similarly in one service of Hashem, chometz hu bechinas hisnasus, v'gasus haklipa. Chometz represents arrogance and coarseness of klipa. Mash'enkin matzah bechinas shiflus v'hachnor, whereas matzah represents lowliness and humility, bebechinas batel rutzoncha, As Chazal say, put aside your ratzon, your will and desire in the face of Hashem's. V'zeu ki yischametz levavi, himshel halev hanoitze laharashia lechametz. And that is why scripture uses the concept of chametz to describe a rasha, a wicked person, whose heart turns to arrogance. V'chein b'loshen razal, b'rosh Hashanah daf gimel seif amad beis, kan koidim shehechmitz, kan la'achar shehechmitz. Similarly, Chazal use the expression of chimutz to describe a person before and after they have gone off the derech. V'chein moshlu hayetzahara lis'or. Similarly, Chazal compare the evil inclination to chametz. Va'amru mi me'akev se'er shebe'isa. And they say, who holds a person back from serving Hashem? It is the sourdough. In other words, it is the chametz. V'hainu mipnei shebechines gasus hu mokir kol hanfilus letaivus. The reason is because it is arrogance and ego that is the source of all spiritual downfall and desire. V'chol minei ra Hashem yishmarenu, and all types of evil, may Hashem save us from it. V'hinei yodua, now it's known to begolus Mitzrayim ho Yisrael mukushorim me'ed lamata, that in the Egyptian exile, it's known that Yidden were very tied up down here below in this world. Their intellect and their emotions were bound and limited by the physicality of the world, which cause a person to be a independent being and separate from Hashem. The Ike Yitzis Mitzrayim who alide shenigra aleim melech malchi hamlochim. And the principal novelty of the Exodus was the revelation to them of the King of Kings. Shehu b'chines Eden Sof Baruch Hu, which is the infinite light of Hashem, shalamayla miseder ishtalshlus, which transcended the chain order of creation. Shalideze nimshach b'hem b'chines habitl, and through that there was drawn into them bitul, ukemaymer uvemeira gadol zu gilui shchina. As it says, there was great awe, which is a reference, says the Haggadah, to a revelation of the Shekhinah, of the Divine Presence. Validei bitul v'yirui lazu, and through this bitul, yotzu mikol hamitzorim u'gvulim, they were capable of exiting all limitations. V'chein yitzis Mitzrayim begashmias, and also, not just in a spiritual sense, but also physically they went out. And that took place after midnight. Omnam, however, nitztavu tchila b'achilas mitzad koidem chatzos. However, they had previously been commanded to eat matzah before chatzos, k'mo shekosev, as it says, bo erev toichlu matzos, that on that evening you should eat matzos. Shehu b'chinas bitl rotzoin, because the matzah represents a nullification of will, v'hachna, and a bowing, v'shiflus, and a lowliness, hanimshech mibechines yira tata, which comes from the lower level of yira. Shezehu hachana, which is a preparation, v'hakli, and a vessel, libechines hagilui v'yirui la, to the revelation of the higher level of yira, hanimshech v'nisgala lahem achar chatzos, which was drawn and revealed to them after chatzos. What is the difference between Yira Tata and Yira Ilah? Yira Tata is the bitul hayesh, is the bitul, the nullification of something. In other words, they themselves, through their appreciation, became bottle, whereas Yira Ilah is called bitul b'metzias, complete nullification through the revelation of the Shekhinah. The gam nikras hamatzah b'zoyar, and the Zohar also calls matzah michla de mehimnusa, the food of emuna. Sheha'emuna hu gamkein b'chinas bitl. Because emuna also represents bitl. Shemevatl sichloi, that a person puts their seichel aside. Ve'enoi mevakesh tam, and they do not search for a reason. Rak mamin ha'emes be'emuna ha'tahora. Rather, they believe the truth with pure faith. V'nimsha b'chinezu b'neshama alidei achilas, alidei mitzvahs achilas matzah. And that is drawn into the neshama, into the soul, through eating matzah. V'hu al derech shenizke liyil, and it's as we have explained above, mimashol shahalechem mechaya es adam. Just like bread gives life to a person, similarly, similarly, a child only knows how to call Abba once it tastes grain. Because when we say that a baby only can say tati once it tastes grain, ein yediyah zu etzli bebechinas havana v'tam. The Das Gomor. The child doesn't have a deep intellectual comprehension of what Abba is. Shahari eina yedea eich hu aviv, because at that stage the child really doesn't know why or what is father. Velama tzarech leve esev, or why one needs to love the father. Im kol zeh, but nevertheless hu korei aviv. Nevertheless, what the lechem does, what the grain does, is it gives the child the ability to attach and to understand Tati. And he calls Abba. V'nimsa zu hakriya hu ha'iskashra shaloi ba'aviv. And therefore, this calling Abba is the hiskashrus, is the connection of the child. Shaloi aliyatei tam v'das ha'musag etzloi, not through any comprehension of the child, kiim bebechinas hakara bilvad. It's rather, it's a recognition. Hu bechinas katnus ma'oid lemata min atam v'das, and it's a recognition which is small, and it is below comprehension. In other words, it's not on the level of comprehension. Umikom makim nevertheless ha'hiskashrus ha'hu chazak ma'oid. Nevertheless, the bond is very strong. We see that a child is amazingly connected with their tata. And the reason is because that das, that bond, which comes to the child through the tasting of the grain, its root is Mishorish Halachem, it's from the root of the bread, Shehu Me'olam HaToyu, which stems from the world of Toyu, Shehu Bechina Shalamayla Mehadas Amusaganal, which transcends the level of Das and Hasoga, of understanding, Lamayla Mehachachma, the world of Toyu is higher than the world of Chachma. Belachen, and therefore Nimshech Bebechina Shalamata Mehadas Amusag. That's why it has the capability of reaching out even to the level which is below the level of understanding. And therefore, the bond of the child to their father and the calling of Abba is extremely powerful and strong, even though it's not necessarily intellectually integrated or appreciated. And similarly it is when we eat matzah on the night of Pesach, shenikras b'zoyar, which the Zoyar calls michle d'mehemnusa, the bread of faith, sheha'emuna hi ha'hakara v'hadas. What is the emuna? The emuna is the recognition and the bond, v'hehiskashrus, and the connection b'hakadosh baruch with Hashem. V'chol Yisrael maminim, and all Yidden believe, shehu levadai hu, that he is the only one, as he was before he created the world. Kedichsiv, as it's written, Ani Hashem lo shanisi, I Hashem have not changed. And this is drawn from the level of the supernal das, because Ein Sof transcends Chochma. And therefore, it represents itself on the higher level of faith. And therefore, Matzah is bread of faith, because the bread of the Matzah, its root is from the world of Toyu, which transcends knowledge. And it's like when a Yid eats Matzah, it's like a baby calling out Abba through eating grain. So when a baby tastes grain, so then there is a physical understanding which comes from the physical world. However, when one eats matzah on the night of Pesach, nimshech umislabish hakoyach mebechinas eretz elyona. Not only does the grain of the matzah draw physically energy, but it draws on the eretz elyona, the supernal world, shemimena yotza lechem, from which the bread goes out in its spiritual sense. Hamamshech bechinas zu belukus mamish, which draws literally a connection with Elikus, Shayeda likreis es Abba shabashamayim, so that the Jew should be able to call Father in heaven, behiskashus chazoka, with a tremendous bond, ad mitzui hanefesh, until literally the soul is squeezed out, afshein emasik b'seichel v'hasoga mamish, even though intellectually the Jew does not comprehend it, b'zeu b'chinas bitl, but then nevertheless, the matzah draws out a tremendous bitl of the yid, of the Jew to Hashem. U'mezeh nimshach gam kein b'chinas batel ritzoincha, and from there is drawn the capability of putting aside one's ratzon before Hashem, u'b'chinas shiflus, and being lowly before Hashem, v'nafshi ka'ofel akil tia, and one's soul being as thus before all, shezeu koyach b'chinas eretz shemimena yotza lechem, and that's the power of the supernal land from which bread goes out. V'ayim ha'shekosav ha'posog v'yeshev yanga b'eretz megudei aviv, v'ayim ha'shekosav ha'posog v'yigash eilav Yehuda me'inyin b'chinas eretz shebamachshove eretz kodma afilo l'shamayim, v'lochin davke mimena yotza lechem chunuk hanal. So with this we understand the tremendous mitzvah of matzah. The matzah is the michlan de mehem nusa. The matzah gives a person emunah. And the reason matzah gives a person emunah is because the shoresh of the matzah, the root of the matzah, is from the world of Tohu. And when a person eats matzah, they have this connection, which is higher than chochmah,